Hey, everyone. Today on Business Therapy, we're excited to invite Anmol Singh on the show. Anmol is a successful stock trader, and he trains other people on how to successfully trade stock. On the show today, he's going to talk about how integrity is actually the foundation of his professional and his personal success. He'll tell us his tips and tricks about how to cultivate integrity and how to cultivate radical honesty. So if you want to learn how you can bring a little bit more integrity to your life and business, don't miss today's episode of Business Therapy.
Welcome to Business Therapy, the podcast that explores the intersection of business and mindfulness. In this show, we bring you stories and expert insights on how mindfulness can help you succeed in your career and lead a more fulfilling life. Let's talk about it on Business Therapy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Therapy. This is episode 75. I'm your host, Sam Droshak, also joined by my co-host, Jonathan Adams.
Hey, everyone.
And today, we're excited to welcome to the show, Anmol Singh. Welcome to the show, Anmol.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Anmol is going to give us a little bit about his background, and we're going to really dive in and talk about integrity and how that promotes success, personally and professionally, will be the topic today. And before we jump in, Anmol, I'd love for you to give us a little more background on yourself to kind of contextualize before we get into the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. So primarily for my work, I'm a stock market trader and investor, so really active in the financial markets and also an angel investor. So I have a portfolio of about 32 different startup companies that I'm an investor in. So that's kind of my primary thing that I do for work. Apart from that, I wrote a book, Prepping for Success. So I'm the author of that book. And yeah, most of the time I spend my day in the financial markets, either trading or teaching others how to do the same.
Awesome. And that's a good segue into integrity, I think, or at least a segue in my mind, I should say, because the first thing I want to hear about somebody who's in the finance markets and they're doing a lot of investing is integrity might not be the first thing that I think about. So when we talk about integrity in finance or just integrity more broadly, I'd love to ask, define integrity for you first, just broadly, and then maybe we'll talk about how you apply that in the financial context.
Yeah, definitely. I think most people mix integrity with morality. Right. Integrity and morality are two separate things. Integrity is something you do with yourself, like how you keep your word to yourself. So it's doing what you said you're going to do and then doing it when you said you're going to do it. And I think if people can just realize that point, if they live in integrity, meaning they did everything they said they're going to do and they did it when they said they're going to do it, quality of your life would be better. And the results you're going to be getting are going to be a whole lot better, too. And in finance, it's really important because you're risking, you know, big sums of money every single day. So if you're not in integrity with yourself, if you say you're going to do something and you do the opposite, then your results are going to obviously show that in real time. So that's kind of what I mean with integrity, taking ownership.
And so by that measure, if I say I'm going to do something that's immoral, that would still be integrity. I just want to level set on the
Great question, by the way. Yeah, great question. So that would not be moral. Right. That would not be morality, but that would still be an integrity because integrity is keeping your word. So that's all it means. It's keeping your word to yourself. Now, if you said something that's immoral, then sure, you'll still be in integrity, but you won't have a high level of morality. So you'll still not end up getting those results for your brain because, you know, if you do something immoral, then it's going to seep into your unconscious and you're going to start looking at life from those lens.
Mm. Yeah, there's either way, there's a value in people knowing what they're going to get, even if it's something negative. So at least someone's consistent. So,
and I don't want to be too sidetracked down morality because that could be a whole philosophical conversation. But I do want to ask one final question to close the loop on that. Is there any reason that you decided to speak to that dimension of morality being separate from integrity? Has that come up in the way you talk about it or for you personally? Just an interesting way to frame it. So I just wanted to know the origin there.
From my perspective, integrity, as I said, it's usually something you do with yourself. Like, how do you keep your word to yourself? So example would be, you say, hey, I'm going to start this new business. Like, and people said that all the time. Before COVID, everybody's like, I just don't have the time. I want to start my own business. I'm going to do this. And then came COVID. It was in lockdown. And those people were sitting at home. They still didn't start it. Right? That's a lack of integrity. Yeah. So when you do things or actually not do them, rather, what you said you're going to do, then your life's not going to move forward. So you consciously decide on which way you want to go, and then you go in that direction. Now, if you're going in a direction that's immoral, then you're going to know that, right? Most people know when they're doing something wrong. And at that time, if you're not turning around, then you're just, you know, person of low morality. And there are plenty of people like that all around.
Yeah, and I just, even by my question, I like that distinction. I think that's an important distinction, because by conflating them, you do a disservice to both. So I actually think that was very smart.
Yeah, and actually I've interfaced in my professional life with people who I consider, and you know, we try to retain, I actually espouse non-judgment is usually a good thing to have generally. I mean, there's some things that are obviously not conscionable, but I have a lot of respect for people who might not have the same morals that I do. But to your point, Amal, that they follow through and they're consistent and they say, they do what they say, and they're honest with their words and actions. To me, that engenders respect regardless of where they're coming from. And I think that is important to say.
And in your mind, like, that's what creates self-esteem. You know, if you consistently do the things you said you're going to do, then your brain starts saying, you know what, this guy's a man of action. He does what he says he's going to do. And that just builds your confidence, and the momentum feeds on all areas of your life. But when you say you're going to do something and you don't, we all feel bad about it, right? We feel guilty. We go into our different mindset. And then your brain's like, well, if he doesn't believe in his own word, how do you expect the universe to believe in you? How do you expect other people to believe in you? So I think keeping your word is a very personal thing to yourself. And we don't always keep our words, you know, like, it's just realizing the moments when you have the break in integrity and then taking corrective action to ensure it doesn't happen again.
What would be the reason people wouldn't, or what's the number one barrier to people following through on what they say they're going to do?
I think they haven't kept their word to themselves in the beginning. And then those small breaks in integrity that we don't notice actually lead into bigger. It's like a snowball effect. So example would be, somebody comes to me and says, hey, but I'm a person of integrity. You know, I have integrity. I'm like, really? When's the last time? Let's take a look. When's the last time somebody called you and he said, hey, I'm just in the middle of something, let me call you back? And he never did. Or you meet an old friend, you cross paths, you're like, oh my God, great to see you, we should totally catch up. And then you don't follow up with them. We don't notice these things. These small little things are lack of integrity, that when we're trying to encounter a bigger goal and we're not able to, that's because you've already compromised your integrity along the way in your life. So it's realizing that, paying attention to the words that come out of your mouth and really making sure you mean it, right? So I don't say things now that I don't intend on doing, right? So I say things very consciously. And I think those smaller breaks of integrity, and again, if you're 30 years old, 40 years old, then you've had so many years of those smaller breaks. So it's going to take some time to really build that strong integrity.
So integrity requires sincerity.
Absolutely. You got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that was the word I was going to use, honesty. I can't help but think about, when listening to your description of integrity, this concept of being radically honest. Do you find, I guess, that when, would you say, I suppose, if you say something and you don't follow through, in a sense, you're just lying. You're either lying to yourself or lying to others. I mean, it's kind of the flip side of integrity failing, I suppose.
Yeah, and the worst kind of lie is the lie you tell yourself, because your unconscious mind knows everything. Like, it knows. And it'll store that in there. And then that's also something that builds low morality too. Because if you could just keep saying things that you don't mean it, or you don't intend to do anything about it, then that's also, it'll slowly sneak into low morality. And that's what we see the problems in the world recently, is people haven't been keeping their word. And then that is, you can see the decline in the society with the morality is dropping. That's usually what leads into that.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people not keeping their word. Let me ask this, because to play devil's advocate, let me start with, I completely agree with everything you're saying. In fact, I think this concept of being honest with yourself and honest with others and aligning your words and actions is so critical as a base to conscious behavior. And I think you need to be conscious to have success in your life and in business. But I know that a lot of people talk about building psychological momentum. For instance, saying out loud to other people, I have an intention to do this, this new exercise plan or this new diet. And if they don't follow through, would you kind of recommend, don't even go there? Like, make sure if you say something, you're going to commit to it? Because sometimes I think people say there's benefit in creating external accountability. And I know I've caught myself doing that at times, saying, here's my grand plan. If I make it 10%, it was sort of putting it out there that helped me build momentum. But that seems like it would kind of fall into this category you're talking about, which is, you should be really careful about saying things that you can't, I guess, follow through on, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think last year, that was a situation for me. That's kind of how I felt. I was like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, start working out. 6 months, I'll be back into shape, you know, or I'll start eating healthier. And then I'm at a restaurant, you know, on a date eating some steak or something. So, and then usually what happens is, like, I know how I felt. I was like, man, why do I keep saying it? If I don't mean it, why do you even say it? right? Why say it? Are you trying to please somebody? Are you trying to look good in the eyes of others? Those are other things you got to look into. So I would say things and I realized that it's not really helping me because at the end of the night, you're going to be with yourself and say, you know what, man, I didn't do it. And you're not going to feel good about yourself. So I think you're going to notice those things and you'll come across those things in your life. But the moment you notice it, what you have to do is you have to take corrective action, meaning you put things in place to ensure it doesn't happen again, right? So this week, for example, to ensure I eat healthy going forward, I hired a chef. He comes every Sunday, he meal prep for me, stack my fridge, and I know exactly what I'm eating now. So that part is handled, right? So I'm keeping in integrity. What do I do if I'm not working out? Well, okay, first thing in the morning is work out before I start my day, right? So I'm putting things in place to ensure I stay in integrity because the human mind is not going to be in integrity if you don't put things in place. Excuses will come up. Something will come up. So you have to put things in place. Back it by action.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly, I feel like we should branch into that because that's how you manifest the success. It's almost like the method. But before we go there, what about just stopping speaking it out loud if you are not sure you can do it? What do you think about that? Because I've been in a situation where I think sometimes it helps, like you said, if you're not sure if you can really commit to it, just saying nothing is also a practice, right?
Absolutely. Words are, you know, not to go too spiritual on you, but words are vibration, right? And you know, even in the Bible, yeah. It says, well, in the beginning, there was the word, right? And the word was with God. So all those things, the power of the word is really important, right? Really, really important. And a lot of times it's also internally. Maybe you're not saying out aloud. You're saying it to yourself internally. You got to catch yourself when you do that too. We start negotiating with ourselves, aren't we? Like, oh, I've already done it today. Let me start from Monday. You know, and we just start negotiating with ourselves. So how you feel inside also has a big role in how your intention is going to play out. Is it actually going to come to fruition? That's what's going to depend upon.
Yeah, I was just going to support the idea that the honesty piece is so critical. And I know we've already talked about it, but with having integrity, it really just, it's another way to say you have to be honest and you have to be self-aware to know you're lying to yourself. And I think Amal, you talked about this earlier in the conversation also, but you're not, if you just say a white lie, like I'm going to call you back later, as in your mind, you think that's a polite way to tell somebody, hey, not now. And then you don't feel the need to follow up. It is essentially lying to yourself. And you have to be able to say what it is. You have to be able to say, oh, this is not just a harmless white lie. This is out of integrity. This is me lying to myself and lying to another person. And you have to be able to own that first, because I don't see how you could change the little things if you can't identify and own the instances where this is happening. I don't know, Anmol, with the people you talk to or coach, I think a lot of people don't even consider that a lie. And that's part of the problem, I would think.
Yeah, I think people have brought it down to a level where they're like, oh, that's harmless, right? It's not, it doesn't cause any harm to people. But what you're really doing is when you're trying to look good, that's people pleasing, right? You're just saying something you don't mean. That's being a phony. Right? It really is. There's no other way. You have to be brutally honest with yourself. Is you're people pleasing. You're trying to look good. So that tells you something about your own psychology. Why do you want to look good in the eyes of others? Right? If you're self-confident on your own, you would say, hey, let's plan it out. Let's pull out our calendar. We're going to meet on the 10th rather than saying, yeah, we should totally catch up. I'll call you back. No, let's put it on the calendar. So you got to be honest with yourself. And that's where everything starts.
How do people react when you say to them, like you point out that they don't have integrity? Someone says, oh, I have integrity. And then you say, when was the last time you, like, how does that process play out? And does it result in a good result?
The actions just speak for themselves, right? Like if they're saying they're going to do something and they haven't got the results, then well, why didn't you get the results? Because if you did the thing, you get the results. If I had been working out for the last 6 months every day and I would be eating clean every day, I would have the results. I don't, because I was in a lack of integrity. Right. So you have to own up to that responsibility. And as you say in Spider-Man, right, with great responsibility, it's a big responsibility. Your word.
Great power comes great responsibility.
Thank you. I forgot that one.
such a good quote, though, generally. Yeah. Well, and how does this extend to the rest of your life? Because like some people, one would say if we followed your logic about integrity, it's really living in radical honesty all the time. Do you take it to that extent? I mean, do you feel like to be in integrity, and I know it's a constant practice, but one would actually have to be just honest about everything and to everybody at all times, typically. And that I think it almost even sounds more intimidating than increasing integrity, but it sounds like that's how you really, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's self-awareness, like, you know, and realization is the step number one, because you cannot fix something in your life that you don't even recognize or realize. So the first step is to recognize and realize, where in my life do I have a break in integrity or lack of integrity? Where have I said I'm going to do something and I didn't do it, right? And then just, as you said, putting things in place to take corrective action. Like, it's a simple formula, but if people just sit with themselves, and I think people don't sit with themselves enough. They're always on their phone looking at something. You don't have time. If you sit with yourself and self-actualize, self-realize and say, okay, you know, what do I need to do right now? If my quality of a life, if I was rated on a scale from 0 to 100, if it's at a 60 right now, how do I get it to be a 70? How do I get it to be an 80? What do I need to do? So brutal honesty is the only path forward if you actually want to grow in life. And not everybody wants to. Some people are happy with the way they are, and, you know, ignorance is bliss, and God bless them. But if you're listening, you're probably not like that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the podcast. So if you're a person who's listening to the podcast, then you want more. You want to grow more. And in that way, you have to be honest with yourself.
Do you meditate or have any other mindful practices? Because it sounds like you do.
Yeah, my biggest meditation is, like, I put on my headphones and I just go for a walk. You know, just go for a walk, an hour walk, 2 hour walk, and I get my best thoughts and honesty with myself while I'm in that state. And I also have a practice where every, you know, 3 months or so, I'll go get myself a cabin up in the mountains, and I'll just take a lot of books there, and I'll just time out, like, no digital online stuff, time out. I did that actually last weekend, and maybe that's reflecting on my views right now. It's like, I went over this weekend, and it was a fantastic weekend, you know, just in the woods, just with my books and really thinking my own thoughts.
So I was just going to say, Anmol, then, with the people that you teach, because this very much aligns with what we know is a difficult practice, but do you start that way with people that you coach? I know that you are out there in the community. Do you say integrity is a foundation? And how does that conversation go with people who might not be as close to the topic?
Yeah, I mean, how you do something is how you do everything, right? So the first thing that I do when I'm coaching somebody is I forget what they came for. Like, yeah, I want to improve my trading skills. I'm not able to, you know, follow my trading plan, or not able to stick to it, you know, a plan that I've set. Then I look at other areas of their life where they also have a lack of integrity there. Because there's always something in your other parts of your life that you're not doing that will seek into that. So it's a holistic approach, because you can't just give somebody one strategy and expect it to, you know, voila, magic, they're fixed. If that was the case, we all would be doing it. It's just looking at, where do you have a break of integrity? And don't tell me, nobody's a Mother Teresa. Like, they don't have lack of integrity. There's always something. There's always is. I've heard it so many times. Yeah. You know, Anmol, I don't have a lack of integrity. No, you do. Stop being lying to yourself. Be honest. There's always something. So that's the first step we start with, is where in your life do you have a break of integrity? Let's fix that first, because you think it's not connected. It all is. It's the quantum entanglement in quantum physics. You know, when energy, it cannot be destroyed once it's created. So it's all particles, and you have to realize and put yourself in alignment with that.
And then how do people receive that, I guess? Because, yeah. I mean, for me, I'm in total alignment. Again, this is music to my ears. If somebody comes to me with a problem, I typically dismiss the problem, and I don't really care what it is. And then you want to ask them, you know, what's going on in your life? Like, what's going on with you? But have you found in your personal circumstances that people are open to getting this feedback from you? They say they want help with trading, and you say, well, you know, how's your relationship? How's your health? Where are you at in your life? I guess talk to us some about your experience as success in that way.
Yeah, so the conversation usually starts in that manner. And then a common thing, obviously, this is, well, I can't think of anything. I'm like, try. We have all day. So we'll sit, and then they'll try. Then they usually do come. Every time, it takes 10, 15 minutes, but they come up with something. You know, I don't know. Well, if you did, what would it be? You know, like, questions like those prompt the response from the people, and they usually will come up with something. If problem is, people don't, as we were talking earlier, people don't sit with themselves and, you know, realize that. So if they are somebody who doesn't have a meditation practice in their life, that's what I'll get them to do. It's like, close your eyes, sit. Where do you think you're lacking right now? And everybody is lacking in something, like I am too, right? So sit with yourself, close your eyes, and think. And you'll be surprised. A lot of people don't ever close their eyes even for 5 minutes a day. Usually it's only when they're sleeping. So when they actually do it, something will come up.
How did you get to this place? Like, were you always, was your journey just like from, you know, from the beginning this way, or did something prompt it?
Absolutely not. Like, I was the most least integrous person out there, you know, when I embarked on my journey. You know, I would constantly say things and I would never back it up with action. So, but then what happened was I kept doing that. You know, when you're 18, 19, 20, you don't realize it. You're like, everything's fine, you know. And then as you get older, you start feeling the effects of that. And I'm very self-aware. Like, I do take a lot of time by myself and really think through things. So then I started feeling a moment of my life where I was just feeling really low. And I was like, why am I feeling like that? You know, like, I couldn't figure it out. And usually because I just never backed up anything I said with action. Right. I was a phony is how I was, what I would tell myself. Right. And that doesn't feel good, does it? It doesn't feel great. So then that's the point where I embarked on my journey. And then I, you know, personal development, just hired a lot of different coaches that I still work with to date. So you need teachers, you need mentors, you know, you need people to surround yourself with to hold you to a higher standard. And I think that journey that I embarked on when I was like 20 years old, and it's a constant journey, you know, so you just keep going.
Is there any, if somebody wants to, is listening and wants to start down this path, like what would you say is a good first step?
A good first step is, you know, put on your headphones, pick some nice music, not the one that you like listening to, because if you're listening to music that's going to just be, you know, too hyped up, then you're not going to go into that phase. So put some slow music. I like Chill Step playlist on YouTube, very low, instrumental only. There's no words in it. Go for a walk, right? If you have water near you, go by the water. If you have some green or a park near you, go there. If you have a forest near you, go there. Go for a walk by yourself or your dog, right? But by yourself, preferably. Go there. Spend 30 minutes. Just walk. Don't pull out your phone. Don't look at things. Just walk for 30 minutes. Things will pop up. That would be a great way to start. If you already can easily do that, then the next step is actually to meditate. So again, start with 5 minutes. That's all I want. Don't think about meditating for hours. Start with 5 minutes a day. Sit with yourself, close your eyes, and just be. And you'll have random things pop up in your head. Just try to bring it back to the center. And that's a great way to start.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great advice. And I just want to share a personal anecdote, because I think, you know, I could say I had a similar journey to what you're describing, but I think it's very intimidating for people when they think about meditation, going from living their life to sitting still for 30 minutes in a seated Indian position. You know, in silence. I think, Anmol, your point lands very well, which is that meditation can be a single breath where you're just trying to quiet your mind and consciously create that space to be with yourself. And from a single breath, it can be 5 minutes, and it can be a walk. It can be with music. It can be laying down. It's any place that you're in that, like you said, you can reflect on your integrity. Am I being honest with myself? Am I doing what I think I should be doing? Anything that comes up, just not being completely distracted all the time. And I think if more people, you know, thought meditation was taking a walk in the woods with chill music in their ears, it would probably be a lot less intimidating to get started, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think most people never get started. That's the biggest problem. First step is just to get started. And I started just doing 2 minutes a day. Just 2 minutes, right? Let's do that. 3 minutes the next day, five. And then you work your way up like that. And then now again, you don't need to get into the Indian position. Once you've been doing it for a while, you could just be in your own chair, just close your eyes and just get into that state. So I think just get started is the biggest thing I can tell people. It's just start. There's a lot of research. It's not woo-woo anymore. It's not spiritual personal development stuff anymore. It's backed by science. There's a lot of research proving the benefits of meditation. So, you know, as they say, follow the science.
That's pretty great. And one question as it relates, we started kind of with your career in finance, and I just want to touch back on this. Did you find your way into finance after you started being more centered and being with yourself? Were you there when this whole journey started? How is what you're doing related to your integrity and finding more integrity in your life?
Yeah, I think finance is why I got into all of this, because, I think investing in the stock market and stuff is like the biggest personal development journey that I've embarked on, you know, and research has proven that investing or trading this activity every single day, it releases the same hormones of dopamine, serotonin, the same ones we get when we're gambling or having sex or doing illicit drugs. And traders are getting that every single day in real time. So to learn how to manage your emotions was the biggest, you know, key for anybody who wants to be successful in investing or finance, because try risking millions of dollars every day and watching it fluctuate. Yeah, it's going to mess with your emotions. So I think that's what got me to embark on this journey of being centered and not making emotionally irrational decisions, but being objective in that moment. So that's how it started. And then obviously I started applying it in other areas of my life as well.
Great. Yeah, and I find this, I just want to point out the poetic nature of that, because a lot of people consider traders to be some of the more morally bankrupt that's like a morally bankrupt space to a lot of people, just at first glance, or, you know, that's a characterization. But it sounds like even for you, what I like about the story is you bring a level of consciousness to the field. And not only does it keep you within your integrity, but it sounds like you as a trader now have found more success than the average trader. And I think that's just, it speaks again to this mindful, this power, productivity, and success that is begotten from mindfulness and consciousness first. And it doesn't really matter what you apply it to. And I think your story to me really highlights that in a very powerful way.
Thank you.
I have to imagine that it also was dramatically increases the trust that people place in you, because you have integrity that.
Definitely, your clients can see right through it. You know, I think a lot of times, especially on social media, we try to be the best version of ourselves, right? We try to portray something. But when you're talking to somebody, people can sense the energy. Like, they can just see right through you. So I think, you know, that definitely also helps in the business sense. But if you're coming from a good place, then you're going to get the good results. If you're putting positive vibrations, positive energy out there, then positivity is going to come back. So it's just the law of the universe.
Awesome. Well, Amal, I really appreciate your time and sharing your wisdom and experience today. If you had any closing words for our audience on integrity or anything that you think would help them be successful, we'd love to hear your closing thoughts.
No, definitely. I hope you got a lot out of it, and you know, hope that people actually apply it. Right. So don't make this one of those podcasts that you just listen to and now on to the next one. You know, like, actually apply it. Like, take 2 minutes right now. Action step. Take 2 minutes. Sit with yourself. Do that. Right. You'll feel good about yourself when you do. So I think start there. And obviously, if you want to learn more about it, it's all in my book, Prepping for Success. Amazon, Barnes and Noble's probably the best places to get it.
Awesome. Thanks again for your time. And for those of you listening, thanks for tuning in. We hope to see you next week.